You are listening to the Lads After God podcast, a podcast for ladies and lads who are adamant on following God and His ways in this modern world. I am your host, Blessing Mashilani, and I'm pleased to have you here. What is up, beautiful people? It's your boy Blessing, and welcome back to what I believe is your favorite podcast, the Lads After God podcast. Super excited, super happy to be, back with a fresh new episode, which I believe will be a blessing in your life. I don't know about you guys, but have you ever went through a season in your life where you feel forgotten, where you feel like whatever God spoke in His word pertaining your life is just taking its sweet time to come into fruition? Have you ever just gone through the season where it feels like whatever question you have, you know, the answers are taking, you know, such a long time to avail themselves? You feel like, you know, whatever, you know, everything that you're doing, everything that you're praying for, it just takes an uphill, you know, like an uphill battle for you to just see the result. So I just want to just speak these words over your life this week as we begin a fresh new week in the month of May. I just want to tell you that God is a God who remembers. And God being a God who remembers, this doesn't mean that He remembers as we humans remember. Remember, we as humans remember probably because we had forgot, but God doesn't forget. And God, and when God makes a promise, you know, pertaining your life, when God speaks, you know, something pertaining your life through His word, I want to tell you that God is a keeper of His promises. He is a promise keeper, and He will remember what He has spoken in His word pertaining your life. Just think about Noah. Noah was, you know, when you read from Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, was in the ark, you know, with, you know, the animals, you know, after, you know, the rains, and he was stuck there with the animals, and it seemed, you know, a bit of a, you know, okay, now what situation? You know, when you have, you know, been, you know, in a situation, and you are in a situation where you do not see a way forward, you do not see a way back, you know, like imagine you're literally in the middle of nowhere in an ark with animals. They're probably growing restless, you are growing restless, you know, what now? But when you read from Genesis chapter 8 verse 1, it speaks, there's words which says, but God remembered Noah. And I want to just speak these words over your life, that God can and He will remember you. God did remember Sarah. When you read from the book of Genesis chapter 21 verse 1, Sarah was, you know, barren for such a whole long time, and she was, you know, she was, you know, well into her, you know, senior years. She was, you know, a grandma. She was Grandma Sarah at that point, without having any children. But the word of God tells us that God is a keeper of His promises, and God did remember. When you read from Genesis 21 verse 1, it talks to us about how God remembered Sarah, and He was given the child of promise, which was Isaac. So I want to tell you that God will and does remember His children. I want to remind you that God also remembered Rachel, who was Joseph's mom. You know, Rachel was without child. You know, Jacob had, you know, children, you know, with his other wife, but Rachel was without child. But I want to tell you that as Rachel prayed for a child, God was able to end Rachel's barrenness. And, you know, Rachel was given Joseph. Joseph was born because of God, who is a keeper of His promises. God knew, He foreknew that there would need to be someone who would, you know, be sold out as a slave to, you know, Egypt, you know, which will ultimately, you know, result in, you know, the liberation and the survival of the children of Israel. And talking about Joseph, God also did remember Joseph. Remember, Joseph was sold, you know, to the Ishmaelites, and sold to the later sold to the Egyptians, and later sold to Potiphar's household. From Potiphar's household, he, you know, was, you know, falsely accused of, you know, trying to sleep with Potiphar's wife, and then he was sent into a dungeon. And for many years, he was in that dungeon, and it seemed like a hopeless situation. and he had promises, you know, of his liberation. But this one time, when you read from, you know, Genesis 41 verse 9, it speaks that the cupbearer remembered Joseph. The cupbearer was one of Joseph's mates in the prison. And through the cupbearer, Joseph was able to make it, you know, and speak to Pharaoh and interpret the dreams, which resulted in him, you know, being, you know, instated as, you know, a prime minister. So I want to tell you that God will remember you. God remembers you, and at the right time, he will remember you with that promotion. He will remember you with that liberation from whatever dungeon you're in. God will remember you. Sometimes it feels like, you know, we're stuck in, you know, the cycles. We're stuck, you know, in this prison of, you know, negative thoughts. Maybe you're stuck in this prison of, you know, habitual sin or maybe bad habits, and it feels like, you know, you cannot make your way out. But I want to tell you that God at his right time will remember you. Maybe you're stuck, you know, in a prison of, you know, failure, repeated failure. I want to tell you that God is able, and he will remember you, and he will liberate you. Remember that God also remembered Hannah. Hannah was without child, and she was the laughing stock of, you know, Penina. And the Bible, when you read from 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 19 to 20, it talks about how when you read the verses before that, it talks about how Sarah entered, you know, the temple and prayed for a child. And it also seemed like, you know, what she was doing, it was, you know, it seemed like it was something which was pointless. She even looked like a drunk. But God, being a God who hears prayers, you know, I think it's the psalmist who says, "I love the Lord, for he heard my cry." The Lord remembered Hannah, and she was given a child, which name, you know, was Samuel. And I want to tell you that whatever barrenness, you know, you might be going through, whatever season of, you know, you putting in effort and seeing no results, whatever season of you, you know, trying to make things happen and, you know, hitting a dead end every time, I want to tell you that God will and is able to remember you in your affliction. He's able to remember you in your barrenness, and he will answer you. I think this theme of barrenness, you know, it continues, you know, when we go into the New Testament and see how God remembered Elizabeth. Elizabeth, like Sarah, was, you know, old of age, and her and Zechariah were without a child, but the Lord remembered them. So this just speaks about barrenness. Barrenness can indicate, you know, barrenness in terms of maybe financial barrenness. Sometimes it can talk about, you know, lack of growth in terms of, you know, there is no growth in, you know, any area of your life. You know, it speaks about how sometimes it's, you know, it might seem like whatever you're trying to plant, you know, isn't coming into fruition. But God is able to remember, was able to remember Elizabeth, and I believe that he will remember you in your situation. So with this word, I just want to just encourage you, brother, sister, whatever you're trusting God for, God has not forgotten you. God is not a man, he does not forget. And God is a keeper of his promises. Yes, we have our own timelines. Yes, we have our own goals and ambitions. And usually we put time frames to the things that we aspire for. And yes, sometimes it might seem like, you know what, God, you know, is taking his time to answer us. He's taking his time to, you know, fulfill the promises that he has spoken upon us, you know, in his word. You know, he said that, you know, we are the head and not the tail. He said we will be above and not beneath. But sometimes it does feel like we are beneath. Sometimes it feels like we are the tail. But I want to promise you that if you abide, if you continue to abide in Christ and do not move from your position, and always just believe that, you know what, my turn will come, as Noah believed that his time to come out of the ark will come, as Sarah believed that her time, although she had at times of doubt and she at times, you know, tried her own ways, but at the end, God did prove that he's a promise keeper. As Rachel, you know, got to experience the joy of childbirth through Joseph, as Joseph also, as he was a prisoner, got to be promoted, got to be, you know, the prime minister, got to see such a huge blessing in not only his life, but the life of his family. as Hannah, who believed God for a child, saw the beauty of childbirth when she was blessed with Samuel, as Elizabeth was also, you know, blessed with, you know, John the Baptist. I want to tell you that God is and will and is able to, you know, remember and, you know, bring unto fruition what he has spoken over your life. So whatever you trust in God for, fellow led after God, fellow child of God, fellow brother, fellow sister, I just want to tell you that do not move from your position of belief. Do not move from your position of faith. Believe that God is, you know, a God who keeps his word, and he will keep his word, you know, pertaining your life, pertaining what you're trusting him for. You know, continue, you know, wrestling with him in prayer. You know, there's this word that Jacob speaks, you know, to the angel of the Lord, where he says, I will not let you go until you bless me. Continue persisting in prayer, wrestling with God in prayer and saying, Lord, I will not let you go until you give me a breakthrough, until, you know, my family members are saved, until you give me a breakthrough in my academics, until you give me a breakthrough in my family situation, until you give me a breakthrough at work, until you give me a breakthrough regarding, you know, the state of my local church, until you give me a breakthrough regarding the health of my mother, until you give me a breakthrough regarding the salvation of my brother and sister. I promise you that God will remember you, and God is a promise keeper, and he will fulfill his promise pertaining your life. So with those words, I just want to say, God remembers. God remembered Noah. God remembered Sarah. God remembered Rachel. God remembered Joseph. God remembered Hannah. God remembered Elizabeth. And I promise you, child of God, God will remember you. May God bless you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Lads After God podcast. To get in touch, do follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram by searching for Lads After God. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon.